Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today in The Key, we're going to be looking at a topic which is very interesting, and it's also a subject which is often asked by people, and that subject is related to one of the way stations of the hereafter. As you know, the hereafter has a lot of way stations. In Arabic, we call these mawaqif, or stopping points. This begins from death, you know, it continues to the grave, where we will be asked about our actions by angels, and then it continues, the gathering on the day of resurrection, then the passing over the bridge, and so on and so forth. Right, so these are all way stations and stopping points and various, stages in the process of the hereafter until we finally, go to where we have to go, where regardless of where that is, heaven or hell or whatever. So one of those way stations or mawaqif is what they call the bridge or the sirat. Now, this bridge has been described in many different ways. A lot of times it's been said that this is the bridge that passes over hell, and it's a bridge that everybody has to pass over, and it finally, on the other side of it, is heaven. When a person passes over it, he enters heaven. But if he should, stumble on the way over this bridge, he will fall into hell. Right, so, and it's often been described as being sharper than a sword and thinner than a hair, right? Right, so we're not really concerned about describing this bridge and interpreting it in and showing exactly what it means and so on and so forth. Right now we want to say, we want to ask the following question. How can we make sure that we can easily pass over this bridge in a very quickly and in a very good manner? Of course, this answer to this question is very clear. We have to be good people, we have to perform good deeds, and, stay away from evil ones, the things that God Almighty has prohibited us from doing. But can we be more specific? Is there something that can help us on that day? Is there something that can help us on that very, very grave and very dangerous situation? Yes, fortunately, we have answer to this in the hadith and in the traditions of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet, in a very beautiful and a very luminous tradition, has said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, As-salatu alayya nurun fis-sirat. As-salatu alayya nurun fis-sirat. The Prophet said that if somebody sends his benedictions upon me, then these benedictions and these salutations that he sends upon me will serve as a light when he's passing over that bridge on that day. If you want to pass over that bridge, we want to make the journey over that bridge, well, we need a lot of things in order to pass over it. One of those things that we need is a light, something to illuminate our path so we can easily pass over that thing and we don't stumble over and fall into hell. Right. One of the things that can help us is the salawat and the benedictions that we send upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the more we send our salutations upon him here, the more luminous will our path be, and the more easily we will be able to pass over that bridge. We might also interpret this tradition in another way, perhaps, and say that on that day, the people who really love the Prophet here in this world, right, when they reach that point, they will send their salawat and benedictions upon the Prophet, and by doing so, over there, not in this world, but when they get to that way station, they send their salutations to the Prophet, this salutation will transform into a light and illuminate their path, and they will be easily, readily pass over the bridge and, enter the station of paradise. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at one of the benefits of the salawat upon the Prophet. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.